Good morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Minister Doris Smith, and I'm honored to walk with you today through our devotion. We are still journeying through the devotion book, Immeasurably More, by Mark S. Mitchell. Today, our scripture passage comes from Philippians chapter 3, verse 4 through 7, but I will focus on verse 7, which reads, "But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ." Today, we are discussing dangerous confidence. When I was in high school, I considered myself a stellar athlete, although that was a lot of years ago, as you can tell. As long as I had the racket and the tennis balls in my hands, I had the confidence to score aces and backhands. I had the confidence to make the buckets. Coach, just put me in. Put the ball in my hand. Not once recognizing and associating my physical abilities and talents with God. My confidence was in me and my flesh. How often are we guilty of that? The more we think of the wonder of the spirit of and work of Christ, the less we should think of our own accomplishments. Everything that we have is through grace and because of Christ. Christ is our treasure. We often are distracted into thinking, if I just get one more degree or write one more book or open one more business, that I'll be in that perfect place. I'll have that confidence to achieve everything I've always wanted. This is the danger sometimes in the pronoun I. But Paul gives us a stark reminder in Philippians chapter 3 that Christ can supply every need, that Christ is all we need. When Paul stepped out of himself, he stepped into the fullness of Christ. What the world can offer us is insufficient. One NBC correspondent said, "Overconfidence is more dangerous than incompetence." Can you imagine that? Today's devotion is a reminder that to make room for Christ, we must step outside of ourselves. In this passage, Paul recognized everything standing in the way of the spiritual life. We too have to recognize. Paul transitions from being self-centered into being centered in Christ. Jesus himself told us that there would be no profit for the one who gains the whole world but loses themselves. Verse 9 talks about not having a righteousness of our own, but the righteousness that comes through faith. This is a longing to know Christ and to be found in him. May we learn the important lesson that Paul learned, that where we gain the world's power, privilege, and prominence, it profits nothing and should only be counted as loss for the excellence of knowing Christ and being clothed in his righteousness. Let us go to God in prayer. Majestic God of love and grace, thank you for this incredible blessing of being your sons and daughters. Thank you for the intricate and beautiful creations you have made in us. Thank you for reminding us that you are far better than all the best things this world could offer. You, Lord, are the God of our salvation. And you, there is hope, restoration, and peace. We give you all that we are and ask that we might engage your spirit today, Lord. We lift our hearts that you might fill them with new love and our minds that you would pour fresh hope into our thinking. We lift our souls that may bask in your grace and glory. Shape us, transform us by your grace, and we may grow in your wisdom and confidence. Then, Lord, remind us to live with this perspective that you are far greater than any gain. Help us to rest in you, to build our hopes on things eternal. Teach us to live in the righteousness that comes from God, and like Paul, whatever we gain, we have, O Lord, show us to count as loss for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord, the one who we call Savior and friend. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope that you have a wonderful and prosperous day. We look forward to having you join us Sunday for worship, either in person or on the website at www.rayofhope.org. On Facebook Live, or on YouTube at 10 a.m. We won't meet next week because it's Holy Week. So please meet us for prayer Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. online. Check the website for further details. Go in peace, my brothers and sisters.